This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All things covered, listeners and viewers, Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden coming to you from the TCO Performance Center, home of the Minnesota Vikings. And right now we're joined by first round selection out of the University of Georgia, of course, the national champions of college football. Lewis Seen is joined us now. Lewis, man, how you feeling? How you doing?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
You know, doing great. Learning from Pat P, the vets. We're missing hair, so I'm waiting for him to come back and, you know, to learn from him also.
No question. And we're going to tap into a lot that you will learn from the vets when they hit you with that rookie dinner, that rookie night. Have you heard anything
hey,
about
bro,
that?
Please take it easy, y'all.
That fulfillment. They will? Yeah, he's a first-rounder, too.
Which I know. It's my first time ever having a first-rounder in the
room. Yes, yeah. So,
but we'll still take
it. No question. You got to.
You know, we don't get too crazy. But first of all, like he said, Harry's missing. But Harry is missing because he just became a new dad.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so congratulations to Harry.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Yeah, man. So he just had a dad. But speaking of, you know, your high school career, I didn't know you played with Dion for a year in Texas. How was that experience like?
It was a world-class experience, man, getting to learn under him. As you know, he's kind of like an old soul.
Yeah.
But I learned, like, the game of football, life, you know, how things work for him, do's and don'ts.
Mm-hmm. You think it helped you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it set me ready for college and then this point also.
Yeah. And what a lot of people don't know about you, Lewis, is that you were born in Haiti, right? Born in Haiti. You spent some time in Florida. And me and Pat P, having our Florida ties, we talked about how Florida molded us when it comes to the gridiron.
Right.
You know, tell us a little bit about that experience for you, you know, while you were there in Florida, how that helped mold you, you know, when it comes to the playing football.
I don't know. As, like, immigrants, most immigrants' first stop is in Florida, whether it's Miami, Fort Lauderdale, one of them, that southern area, that's their first stop. And then where they go, you know, wherever they go after that. But that was my first stop, living with family members, and then I moved to Boston to live with my dad. But I didn't grow up learning football in the South.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I didn't really learn football until I got to Boston.
So what was your sport of choice?
Soccer.
Soccer.
Yeah, the real football.
The real football. That's what they say. I can't argue that. I mean, it's the global sport, to say the least. But soccer was your first, you know, sport of choice. Were you good?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
I almost didn't play football.
No. I want to see your skills one day.
Dude.
I want to see you.
Bring a soccer and I'll
the best way to see if he really got something, just put a soccer ball in front of him and just allow him to do what he do.
That's what
That's all you need to see.
Say less. Say less.
We need to see that. Okay.
We'll get it out there for sure. And speaking of you learning how to play football, you went to probably one of the most dominating defenses in college football at the University of Georgia, having all type of talent on that defense. What was your leadership role on that the 2001 national championship?
There were so many personalities, as you already know, on a football team. But me, I try to let action speak for itself. Because football players in the locker room, a lot of them don't care what you say.
Right.
They care about what you do.
Right.
So I just go, you know, go that way about my actions.
Yeah. And speaking of that defense, I mean, I've heard some people that have been tied to your team from a year ago come out and say that was the best college defensive team ever.
I mean, it kind of has to be because you look at their average on points they get.
I mean, but you know, but the thing is, we always are prisoner in the moment. You know what I mean? When you go back in time, there were some outstanding prolific like defenses.
Yeah.
But most notably, you're right.
I don't think
statistically speaking, would you say that's the best defense ever?
When you look at numbers, yes.
When you're not
looking at names, you're not looking at people. When you look at numbers,
I can't argue.
And how many from the defense, refresh our memory, got drafted?
Ooh, I'm sure if it was 11. Was it 11? 11
from the defense alone?
How many from defense?
Okay. You had
I couldn't tell
Jordan.
That.
It was 15 picks overall.
Yeah, okay, that's what it was.
I had 15 picks overall.
How many went first round?
Five.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you feel like you guys... something over there.
Yeah, no question.
Do you feel like you guys should have won more than one championship with that type of talent?
We've had... Main reason, we've had good defenses before, like my freshman year, my sophomore year.
Yeah.
But it's just... That pass defense was just ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying.
Because most
of those guys,
speed.
Yeah. And most of those guys were a part of the 2020 team as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You guys had a nice championship caliber team, but just didn't get a chance to get to that level.
Yeah. My freshman year, LSU broke our hearts.
I was going to get into that.
It was the best defense versus the best offense. It was like that battle then.
Yeah. That SEC championship game.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was a. Yeah, y'all laid down.
Yeah.
What happened that game?
They had Burrow.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
Is he the best quarterback you've seen?
He's elite. Yeah, like he knows how to extend plays.
So in your collegiate career, your quarterbacks you played against notable quarterbacks: Joe, Mac, Tua, Bryce.
You played against Jalen Hurts too, right?
That was before me.
That was before.
Okay.
That was like a year.
So those were pretty much the. And you say Joe Burrow is 10 times better than those other guys.
He's just
But tell me about the kid from. Ole Miss. I can't think of his name.
Matt Corral.
Matt Corral. We didn't play him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Matt Corral.
Gotcha. He's a loser.
He's on the other side with Bama.
Yeah, he reminds me of a lot of Kyler Murray a little bit.
Running around.
No doubt about
it.
Coming into this season, obviously you talked about having some bets. You have the opportunity to learn from a six-time Pro Bowler in Harrison Smith. What is your expectations going into this year, having an opportunity to learn from a pro like him?
Really just, you know, telling myself, like, what I think I know, I don't really know. Because once you get to this point, you think you know something, but you don't really. Like, I've already been here, and it's like I'm getting bombarded with, like, new information.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I just got to soak everything in and, you know, like, watch a whole lot of film and see what he does. You know, because, you know, once I see how he does and the way he does, I can, you know, put that in my game.
Yeah. And speaking of your game, for people who haven't tuned in to watch you play, what type of ball player are you? What type of safety are
you? Old school hitter, but I do everything because I got the speed and I got the smarts.
Yeah, and talking to you, he's cool, he's calm.
Yeah,
you know,
you remind
what I mean?
Me a lot like
Harry.
Soft-spoken. Yeah, just very chill.
But when you turn the tape, I mean, he's a hellraiser.
No doubt about it.
He's a hellraiser. One of my favorite players from you, right? Championship game. Let me know the defensive call.
Okay.
But when you ran up on Brian Robertson.
I ran up on Brian Robertson a couple of times.
The first time. Okay. And if you know anything about college football, Brian Robertson is a bruising, big run, intimidating.
Yeah.
But you didn't put your foot on the brake at all.
No.
What was that call? What was your responsibility? You remember?
Which one, man?
The first one, they were, I think, is like the first half, and you came from the backside. The ball was going into the boundary, and you came from backside, and also
like
it was a backer.
Like
it was a backer that came and kind of got some of it, too.
That was in Brian Robinson. That was Sanders.
No, I'm talking about Brian Robinson, he went the other way.
was that SEC championship?
That might have been the SEC championship.
That was SEC.
My bad, SEC championship.
That was solo, me and
yes, when you put that shoulder into him.
Oh, man, that was Winston. It's like I was the safety. I had weak hook. So at this point, I'm like reading the line, and they gave no info in terms of, it's like going to be a pass.
Yeah.
I look at the backfield, who has the ball?
Coming right at you.
Right. He makes first cut, and he think, like, personally, like, just looking at him, I'm like, usually I think a whole lot of DBs go for his legs.
Yeah.
Right. Which is true. He was expecting me to go for legs, and then I just went for it.
And you kept your foot on the gas.
Yeah.
I love that. Keep that same attitude. Right, keep that same attitude. When you get there, do not put your foot on the brake.
Sure.
I played with a guy by the name of Ryan Clark in Pittsburgh.
Man.
Yeah.
And he said he put that foot on that gas to go even faster. You know, for us at cornerback, I might put my foot on the brake a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and put my little pat that brake.
I'm
going to
square on up.
Yeah, but you know, our life and your life different.
Yeah.
No question. I want you to get there before I get there anyway. So, hey, you go ahead and go first, and then let's go clean it up right
there. No doubt about it.
No question. But that's the type of player he is. And that's the SEC championship game, my bad, when you ran into him like that. I was like, woo! Yeah.
Because you don't see too many people do that to Brian Robinson, as you know, especially in the SEC, the type of back he is. But, man, keep that same energy. One thing I was surprised, too, Pat, I didn't know you were this tall.
Yeah.
Me
either.
on paper, it says I'm 6'1", 6 foot.
No.
I'm
6 foot. Yeah. What you is? You 6'1"?
I'm
6 foot. You tiring over both of us.
Yeah, that's all. When I first saw him, I was like,
I saw you in the practice field. I was like, did he grow since last season? But yeah.
No, he definitely
he grown.
Yeah.
Last question for you before we let you go. Why number 6?
I usually wear 16, but you know, it's new beginning for me. Yeah, I've worn 16 since childhood. Just took the one off. I know it's personal to the heart, but you know, the player makes the number. Number doesn't make the player.
I got one. What you got? Before we go, I know the schedule's out. You saw the schedule. What's that one game that you're looking forward to right now? I know 31 teams passed on you.
No question. And matter of fact, speaking of that, wasn't the team that said they would take you at 27? They didn't take you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they promised you, right?
Are they on the schedule?
I'm sure they are on the schedule, actually.
Who was that team? who made that promise?
I want to plead the fifth.
No.
It's already out there.
Well, let me ask you this question then. Hold on, okay.
The state is warm. Check this out. The sunshine.
Got to be a Florida team. Both
of y'all are from there.
Miami.
It's not
the Dolphins.
It starts with a B.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the Bucks.
Tampa Bay.
Man.
They promised you.
But I really thought I was going to be in Florida.
Yeah.
Really? Sunshine. I'm like, I ain't tripping. I'm like, all right. I know if these teams don't pick me, I know I ain't going to fall back behind 27. You know what I mean? I know I ain't going to go past 27.
It's so they're chilling. They told you, like, if you're there, we're going to take you.
You're a type of safety. You know, you're big, you're fast, you're smart, woo-de-woo.
Yeah, right.
And your hopes, you're getting like, okay.
In my head, I'm like, man, it's Florida. You know, good vibes, good food. Now, I already got my hair wired. Like, I'm going to be in Florida. Florida vibes. Yeah. I'm going back.
No question. Where you started?
Yep.
Yes,
when
man.
They passed over, I said,
who did they take? No, they traded out.
They traded out completely, yo. Because in my opinion, let's speak facts. It's real.
Yeah.
They took a bargain, thinking I was going to be there first, you know, first day of the second round.
Yeah.
But obviously, they didn't know someone wanted me also.
No question. Right.
So that's where, they didn't win.
And they traded, just to go up and to get an extra.
But then again, you know, they're not going to say that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So y'all play Tampa this year? Tampa on the schedule?
No, I don't know, but
we don't play Tampa.
I do know we play the Cowboys.
I mean, potentially in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Y'all could see him in the playoffs. No. Last question for you. Okay. This is my last question for real. I ain't lying to you this time. Which running back you want to run into? Like, which running back? Or wide receiver? Like, if you can have an ideal.
You lay that hat on.
You were like, man, I want to just put my ride
there. I don't have one person in particular.
Just everybody.
Like, just my head is, I just want to stack bodies. That's it.
You want to stack bodies.
You heard that. That's the same.
You want to stack bodies. That's it.
Yeah, Pat, let him get there first.
Yeah. Pat, go over there. Let him go over there first. You're in the right fit.
Let him put your foot on the brake. He going to keep his. His man said he ready. He want to stack bodies. And in football terminology, that means he want to put people down.
Sleep.
In a good way. Man, Lewis, man, thank you for joining us on Things Covered. Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden, coming to you from the TCO Performance Center, home of the future. We're going to say NFC North Division Champions, right? Because you win the North, you get a home playoff game.
Yeah, at least one.
You get at least one, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
I mean, this man just won a championship. That's all he know.
He need all that juju.
All that juju. And at the rookie dinner, too. All that juju.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Bring your checkbook. Bring your checkbook for the rookie dinner.
Oh, God. Don't remind me.
Yeah, bring the checkbook. See you when we see you.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.